from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
The morning shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Area McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're in our 7 o'clock hour, and it is brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. This is the morning shift as we roll along here, live in the Kia Studios. Mike Bo Tip here with you. On the day after the day.
Yes, it is.
Of a tough outing for the Atlanta Falcons in their season opener against the Steelers, 18-10, the final score at home on Sunday.
I will tease before we get into the Zach Robinson stuff. The cat got let out of the bag back behind the glass just now. My top five today is top five Kendrick Lamar songs.
Who let it out?
Well, I had to make sure that we had the sound all lined up, so I wanted to kind of fill Dylan in a little bit. So I kind of went back there, and when we were just talking about it, and I was like, look, man, the bottom line is, guys, the Super Bowl headliner, I don't know much about. I had to outsource the top five. Dylan is feeling some type of way about.
You are.
He's in his feels a little bit about this whole ordeal.
Why are you upset that Drake didn't get?
I'm not even upset about Drake not performing. I'm upset that I have to hear "Not Like Us" at the Super Bowl. That's what I'm upset about. I don't want to hear that.
Bless your heart.
You're the ultimate Drake fan.
Be featured in the top five.
Don't worry, Dylan. You'll be working, so you won't get a chance to hear it.
There you go. That's a positive spin on it. We'll be working.
That's a great way to pivot.
Because Dylan is the studio. Yeah, he's the Falcons Radio Network studio producer. He's the EP of that. I mean, he runs everything from a studio aspect of Falcons Radio Network. And I'll be down at the Trash Dome in New Orleans, he'll be here running everything while the Falcons are in the Super Bowl, right?
Bo, can you just do me a favor?
What's that?
When you're there, can you just boo Kendrick Lamar for me? It doesn't have to be a super loud boo, just a little boo.
You know what I'll do? I'll do you one better. I will turn my back on him while he performs.
There you go.
You're a true friend, Bo.
You're a true friend. You're going to get a
drink? Salute to you. You're a real one.
Well, I mean, I'll be working. I'll go get a Coke and a smile, I guess.
I hope he doesn't take that too hard.
Yeah, he'll see me all the way in the rafters in that trash New Orleans stadium and the trash press box they have in the rafters.
All right.
Yeah, I digress.
That's enough out of you. Okay. Coach Raheem Morris. Yes, the big topic came up during his press conference about the health of his quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Let's take a listen as to what he had to say about it.
I feel like Kirk is healthy. He's been healthy since he's been here, since he's been back.
obviously the restriction that we had on him early, just like I talked about throughout, you're not being obstinate either. We had the restrictions we obviously put on him when he first got here, being smart with the OTA days. Obviously, when we came back to training camp, he was full go and be able to move. Other than the scrambles and some of those things, we limited. You know, towards the end of training camp, we allowed those things to happen, got him ready to go. We got into a game yesterday, and we got to get better.
Was he or was he not planting his foot? This was the big topic that came out yesterday amongst all the talking heads.
I think there was a couple that he did. I think there was others you could see he didn't. Did Raheem leave himself leeway when he says, I feel like he's healthy? I don't like that. Look, I felt like the Kirk Cousins we saw Sunday was not quite the same that we saw in camp. I thought the ball had more zip in camp than it did there. I don't know what to make of what that game was. The more and I've went back and watched it, because there's an indictment somewhere on someone, and I'm not sure if honestly I don't know who to blame. Mike, do we blame the offensive play? If he was a full go in training camp, which he was, and we saw him do play action in training camp, why wasn't it there in the game?
I
don't understand.
We had this conversation yesterday, and I said there's only one of two options here. Option number one is that Kirk is still not 100%. You were protecting him, didn't want him to have to move too much. The game plan didn't work, and that's what you got. Option number two is Zach Robinson, in his role right now, is a little bit overwhelmed and not quite ready for this step and is going to have to dig real deep in his bag of tricks over the next couple of weeks. If we're to believe Raheem Morris, we're dealing with option number two. And that's more concerning to me than Kirk Cousins being not healthy. I would have rather heard him say, well, you know, we're protecting him. If that's what we have, and I'm going down the list, Bo. Now I've done busted out the offensive coaching roster. Now I'm talking about Tim Bourbonich, KJ Black, Sean Flaherty, Ike Hilliard. Because what I think we saw yesterday very much was a passing game coordinator that is calling plays. And that's what it is. And Zach Robinson, there has to be more. There has to be more. There has to be more. There's just no way from a Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, whatever you want to say, coaching tree, that we have come down to the fact that you ran wide zone, three-step drop protections out of shotgun. You were that predictable. You ran zero play action pass or bootlegs. And that was the game plan.
Even if they were protecting him, they're never going to say, yeah, we were protecting him a little bit. We wanted to make
Absolutely not vanilla.
So that there is the...
Why not? What's the downside?
Well, that's always been a thing where they're not going to put him out there. You don't want anybody... You don't want them running a defense to free run them.
No.
Now, if I'm a defensive coordinator, if I'm Vic Fangio, I'm sitting in the house.
Right.
Every time I think there's a passing situation, I'm just loaded. I'm going to make them prove.
There's still a little bit of gamesmanship.
You're never going to put your player out there.
Yeah.
I think that had it not been as awful as it was, then yes, you'd have some gamesmanship. If I'm Zach Robinson, I want Raheem Morris to tell the truth. If that's what it was, like if you're Zach Robinson and you're trying to protect, like I would rather you go out and be like, dude, we had to, you know, we wanted to make sure that everything was okay because Zach Robinson is taking absolute shells.
That's his job. That's his job as a coach. Your job as a coach, if you're
his job is to take shells.
You're gonna take a bullet for your dude. Always gonna have your players back. What kind of
coach doesn't throw their player under the bus?
You played for coaches. Did you want to? You want to play for a coach that goes like, yeah?
I'm not talking about Kirk.
Kurt was 100%. The guy sucked. I did everything I could with him.
No. I'm talking about Raheem making sure that Zach Robinson doesn't look like the scapegoat in all this, because that's what it looks like. I'm not overreacting when I say this. It's one of the worst game plans I've ever seen. I'm not overreacting when I say it. It's one of the worst game plans I've ever seen, ever.
And that's been stated, but I don't want my coach throwing my players under the bus. That's not the kind of guy you would want to play for.
All right, well, let's kind of sort of settle what you're talking about.
We ran the ball to Mike's side, but he sucked.
Kirk Cousins' health have an impact on the game plan? Here's Raheem Morris.
You know, with Kirk being here, we've been doing the same thing since he's been here, and that's how we planned on playing. And we played that way throughout. We played that way for a minute, and we've done a bunch of different things in our case, and everything we're going to do is figuring out how to win this football game, and that was the plan, to go out there and win the football game. You know, obviously, probably some rust from not playing for so long, but that's just with all of them. You know, Grady had a bunch of rust. We had a bunch of guys out there, Avery Williams, Kirk, and we want to get better, but we got to play better at the position. We got to play better around them.
Can I say this? There was some rust going on in some other games this weekend, too. Right? A lot of guys, I know for the Cardinals, you know, it's kind of a point of emphasis for everybody to come in healthy to week one. So you didn't see guys playing in the preseason. I'm just throwing that out there. A lot of rust this weekend. So maybe that has a lot to do with it.
Well, I mean, and it could. And we've talked about this a little bit too yesterday, is that there's no, I don't have a right answer. Like, I mean, You try to, and I hate straddling the fence on any of these topics. I don't know the right answer in terms of preseason. I don't think anybody does. I think there's people with certain feelings. You know, you heard Matt Ryan this morning. We were watching. He was like, you know, I think preseason's important. You heard it on the broadcast last night when Brandon Ayuk drops a touchdown. It's like, well, preseason's important. I lean to the fact that I think there was
training camp was Peyton Manning's emphasis.
Right. Yeah. And here's the thing. I think that you lean towards it being important specifically when you have new coaches, new coordinators, and new quarterbacks. So there's 10 or 11 quarterbacks throughout the league that did not play preseason, but most of those had the same coaches or coordinators coming back and were in the same situations. I don't have the right answer.
What there's a mental aspect to coming back from an injury. What if mentally – Cousins is like, you know, I feel like I'm fine, but I don't know if I'm ready. I haven't had an issue with that. Maybe I don't want to do that. And maybe we are crushing a first-time play caller, and it was his first time out of the box with a quarterback that is coming 9 months removed from an injury. And maybe in his mind, he was out there trying to protect his player because they thought they could be very vanilla and get by against a very, very good defense, because we've got to give the Steelers defense credit, because they exposed the game plan for what it was. And maybe some of that comes into play, and maybe we should just go into week two saying, you know what, I'm going to be open-minded. I'm just trying to play the other side of it, because
I agree, and I understand that.
I don't want to bury our season after one game, because Tiffany's right. It's week one. And those things happen after week one. I mean, every week one, there is 32 franchises, fans, overreacting that we're going to the Super Bowl, or that who can we get with the first overall pick?
It's that is the extreme. That is what it's like to be a fan of the NFL. When we come back, let's get you back to the Braves. You probably won't feel any better after talking about them, but I don't know. Maybe we'll try to brighten your day if we can. Stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.